Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CNC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have some things on my mind. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Maybe that'll help. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you. Praise you for who you are in this universe, the creator of everything, all life. We know that you are on your throne, and you see what your children are doing. It must break your heart. But Father, we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, and for your salvation, for our salvation that you have provided for us. We ask for your protection. Keep that evil one at bay. And we ask for your wisdom. Oh, Father, we are such dumb children sometimes. We need your wisdom. And that boldness and that courage to do your will and to follow your laws and your ways, because they're always the best way. I ask that you place a hedge of protection around our president and our vice president. Father, keep them safe. Keep this virus away and help this nation grow stronger in spite of this attack that we have had on us. Help us to use common sense and wisdom and to have faith in you as we push through. We need your guidance. We need your discernment, that gift, to be able to sift through and to know the difference of the lies and the deception and truth. We thank you for your blessings, and we continue to ask for your blessings upon us. Father, for good health, for jobs. Help us, Father. Bless our families and keep them safe. Let this nation turn back to being a nation under God. I ask that you bless CSC Talk Radio. Father, I ask this every day. Not so that we could have notoriety, but that we can glorify you. That we can help encourage others. If just one thing we say can help them through the day, Father, use me. Thank you for my family that put up with an awful lot, allowing me to do this. Here am I, Father, use me. Use CSC Talk Radio as your instrument. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. You know, we go through the news every morning. And I don't start early enough, I'll just confess that to you. I listen to it all night long. I watch it all night long. Another burden on my family. I watch the crazy news all night long, trying to sift through what is true, what is not true. Yesterday, we spoke of irredeemable and irrelevant, and I'm making that into an article that I will share. When I think things can't get any crazier, they do, and they are. What I thought was some grand revelation that Beth Ann had my head several years ago when I said, hey, I know why they hate Donald Trump. It's those two topics on his platform, immigration and trade. I thought I had some great revelation from above, and I'm not sure that I didn't, but I was correct. But oh my gosh, it goes so much deeper than that. I had no idea, or did I? Have you ever wondered Have you ever wondered why do the Democrats, and other politicians as well, defend invasions of immigrants legally entering this country and want to boost the number of those coming in legally? Why does much of big corp American businesses support this as well? Even though the president has only attempted to secure our borders by enforcing laws passed by Congress, he's the racist and the evil capitalist. Immigration, legal and illegal, go hand in hand with our trade agreements, for which America has always been at the bottom of that totem pole. We lost jobs, and we lost our sovereignty, and we lost our independence without even realizing it. But many of our congressmen and women, oh, they gained wealth. They have grown much wealthier. Promises made must be kept. Now, I'm not talking to the promises they made on their campaigns to you. When you've already collected the money, which many of our members of Congress have done, because they've been in bed with China, they are now obligated to China, not to we the people. Let's go a little bit further. Why would they be against the United States being energy independent? Does that attitude coincide with the previous issues of immigration and trade? These are things for you to think about. You got all weekend to think before you come back on Monday. If the majority of these politicians are sold out and committed to communism or socialism, that sounds so much nicer, they cannot have the U.S. being powerful on any front. Agenda 21 was and is about destroying all of the sovereignty of this nation and of its people as well. AOC wasted no time ushering in the Green New Deal. Again, removing sovereignty and destroying independence. Government taking control of the land, all the land. They give you this false, this lie, this hoax of climate change. It doesn't exist, my friends. It isn't real. Kind of died down with the pandemic because that's the new existential threat. I've shared with you before a website called Discover the Networks. I know many of you don't want anything to do with the internet or social media, and I get that. You would also be the ones who would argue, however, that when the Second Amendment states shall not be infringed, you have the right to any gun, any weapon, and to whatever quantity of ammo you deemed necessary, right? Well, my patriot friend, there are other tools and ammo for you to use, sources we need to take advantage of as well. While you can't believe everything you read on the internet, there are great sources of information, writers of truth, and others who encourage and discover the network is one you should use. They have the goods, the data, on these politicians, and you can glean it out. You can glean out their voting records. You can backtrack. You can look at the background of their so-called public service. It's full of great information that will help you make decisions when you go to the polls. So I'm going to try something new. I just barely mentioned it to Rudy this morning. Irredeemable character exposed. So today, we're going to look at Senator Dianne Feinstein. What does irredeemable mean? Not able to be saved, improved, or corrected. So many irredeemable mistakes have been made. Some of these people are those mistakes. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying it, any of the growing evils, but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. Thomas Jefferson. I would say Feinstein falls in that category. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on Earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I say, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was talking about the irredeemable character exposed, Dianne Feinstein. That's who we're going to talk about today. I don't know if it upsets you or not, but it upsets me that the Democrats treated the Attorney General Barr as they did. Not that I expect them to be respectful. I do have to kind of chuckle, you know, because they think all the crazy things that the president says and does that makes him not suitable for the office. Well, these characters are not suitable for their office either. The Democrats plotted and planned their so-called hearing. They were disrespectful. They set up their questions and their... Well, they weren't really questions most of the time. They were accusations at the Attorney General, accusing him of all kinds of things and then not letting him speak. That was a yes or no question. That's all I want from you. They wouldn't even call him Attorney General Barr. They called him Mr. Barr. Which is proof, as I said yesterday, that they do not accept the 2016 election. Therefore, anyone who was put in office under President Donald Trump, they consider to be illegitimate. Attorney General Barr has served this nation in this particular office before. Well known and well respected. but not by Democrats. They are like wounded, cornered animals right now. And they are not going to be civil. And they're going to continue to allow this country to be burned and rioted against. Because their focus is on communist China, not on the American people's sovereignty and independence and freedom. Dianne Feinstein. She says China is growing into a respectable nation. In a Senate Judiciary Committee meeting debate yesterday on a bill to allow individuals to sue the Chinese government for its mishandling of cover-up of the COVID-19, Senator Feinstein stated that China is growing into a respectable nation. We hold China as a potential trading partner, as a country that has pulled tens of millions of people out of poverty into a short period of time, and as a country growing into a respectable nation amongst other nations. And I deeply believe that. Well, in this article, this guy goes on to say, then you are deeply deceived and deceiving. Feinstein added that depriving China of foreign sovereign immunity would be a huge mistake, insinuating that the regime should not be held responsible for the spread of coronavirus from their country, which has killed more than 150,000 Americans. Now, let me pause there for just a moment. We'll go on with Feinstein. There's too much in these articles or in these documents, this data, for me to share all of it with you on the air. Now, if any of you are on Facebook, I think I will start trying to see if I can put them at least there, or a link to them on my blog or something. You need to be using these resources, just like you need ammo for your guns. You need ammo for your elections. You need to understand, this isn't just politics, my friends. These politicians have sold America down the drain to communist China. They've sold our land. They've sold our uranium to Russia. That was Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton gave away the Panama Canal, didn't he? Wasn't that what he did? I mean, this goes on and on and on. They just can't give us away long enough. Well, if you go into places of businesses, some of them are demanding you wear masks, which upsets me. I don't want to wear a mask. However, they're worried about being sued. If anything, instead of stopping people from suing China, maybe they should stop the people in the United States from suing one another over catching the coronavirus. Because that is just, in my opinion, stupid. Why would you go in and sue an establishment that you visited and you think that's where you got the coronavirus or your place of business or your workplace? Why would you do that? You don't do it when you catch the common cold. You don't do it when you catch the flu. You don't do it when you catch strep throat. You don't do it any other time. Well, I guess if you broke a leg, you sue. I broke an elbow. I didn't sue anybody. Should have sued Rudy. He was standing there. He watched me fall down. I'm just kidding. No, he really was there, but I was not kidding about that. He and my husband were both there, by the way. Anyway, I don't believe in suing one another. And I don't think you're going to get very far suing China. But she's defending China. We should not cause this burden upon this communist country because they're so kind. They ignore all the things that the communist Chinese do. They ignore the harvesting of organs from people. They ignore the child labor. And I think China's sitting back there with a little grin on their face. Look at all those Americans walking around with masks. They look just like us. Because they do that every day of the year. because their air is so filthy and so dirty. I don't hear AOC or Dianne Feinstein talking about that existential threat. No. It's all the clean air here in the United States of America that bothers them. They would like you to stop exhaling, by the way. That is CO2, you know. In August of 2018, a media reports revealed that from about 1993 to 2013, a Feinstein staffer named Russell Lowe had secretly worked not only for the senator, but also as a spy to communist China. Lowe, who served as Feinstein as an office director and a liaison to the local Chinese community, was secretly reporting back information to Chinese intelligence services during that period. In response to this revelation, Feinstein tweeted on August 4th of 2018, "The FBI told me 5 years ago it had concerns that China was seeking to recruit an administrative member of my California staff, despite knowing no access to sensitive information." She threw that in there, you know. "I took those concerns very seriously, learned the facts, and made sure the employee left my office immediately." Notably, the senator said nothing about the fact that her office had employed Lowe for almost 20 years and had authorized him to represent Feinstein in interactions with Chinese government officials. Feinstein, it tells in here when she was born. It tells in here what her name was. It was Goldman before it was Feinstein. She's been married at least 3 times, by the way. In 1960, then-Governor Pat Brown, father of another California governor, Jerry Brown, appointed Feinstein to the California State Board of Parole, a post she held until 1966. For 6 years, she was there. Now, I would say that was kind of a public service job. That's 1960. Feinstein has been in public service for 60 years. It goes on to talk about some of her connections, some of the things that she did in her years as different posts she carried, that she was on during that time in San Francisco. She was on the San Francisco Committee on Crime. That was in 68. And in 69, she was elected to the city's board supervisors, where she became president 9 years later while serving on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Feinstein, a Democrat, ran unsuccessfully for mayor back then. But she made it all the way to senator, and she's been there for a long time. And she has, if you look through here, and I can't read it all to you, she has had connections with socialists and communists throughout her career. So is it any wonder that she employed a spy for 20 years in her office? America, we've been sold out. And it didn't just happen during Donald Trump's presidency. This has been going on for a long time. Like I said, she's been a public servant for 60 years. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We will be right back. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com, or call them 844-386-2338.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are pretty bad. Those are truly, actually the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Well, our irredeemable character exposed today is Senator Feinstein. Lovely 60-year public servant Feinstein from California, the state, not the city in Missouri. If you'll remember what she did during the Kavanaugh hearing, she had that letter from this gal for a while, but she didn't expose it. They attacked Kavanaugh. Now, the communists and the socialists, they want to take away your faith, your Christianity. They're not worried about other faiths, just Christianity. Some time just sit and ponder that. Why would that be so abhorrent to them? Well, for one, they push for abortion, and most Christians do not stand for abortion. Feinstein attacked Kavanaugh, and she did other things as well, but that is one that is the most recent, other than yesterday when she's defending communist China. Nobody should sue communist China. We should not hold them responsible. So they're, you know, Pelosi's calling it the Trump virus instead of the Chinese virus because she wants to blame him, and they're after him to beat him in the election come November. Feinstein has received strong political and financial supports from an organization called J Street, which is an anti-Semitic, it's an anti-Israel organization. When you go into this network that I'm talking about here, Discover the Network is the name of it, you will find out a lot of things in the past about these politicians. Who they got money from, you can follow the money and then you'll know. Who helped support them in their campaigns? Feinstein, this is 10 pages that I have here on her, and there's more. You can click on another one and you can find what she voted for or against, her voting record. Now, it also has a lot of information on AOC and other politicians. I believe mostly Democrat. They might have. I'm curious. I think they have one on Romney. I think they do. Feinstein is one of the wealthiest senators in Washington. Are you sitting down? Do you have your, you know, I buy Folgers coffee. It's the cheap stuff, but I like it. With a net worth of approximately $94 million as of January 2018, much of it coming from her husband, they say, Richard Blum. Now, he's got connections as well, and they share some of that in here. $94 million. Now, remember, perhaps her husband's a great businessman, but his wife knows information, insider information, that helps them both become quite wealthy. Feinstein's net-worthy ties to China. It says shortly after the opening of the U.S.-Chinese diplomatic relations in 1979, then San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein established a sister city relationship between her own city and Shanghai. Soon thereafter, Feinstein, accompanied by her third husband, investment banker Richard Blum, led a delegation, their mayor's delegation, to China. According to the Federalist, the Feinsteins would take such trips together many times over the ensuing years as the relationship between both Feinsteins and China grew. Prior to the early 1980s, participants in San Francisco's Chinese New Year parade had traditionally displayed the flag of the nationalist Chinese government, which had ruled Taiwan ever since Mao Zedong's conquest of mainland China in 1949. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, then Mayor Feinstein asked organizers to stop the partisan practice because she wanted to encourage trade with China. Trade. Immigration. Trade. With China. Is there any wonder why we're in the mess we're in? This is just the beginning on this woman. It said when Feinstein was elected to the Senate in 1992, their net worth was only about $500,000. And now, it's $94 million. You don't have to be a genius to figure out something is going on. These career politicians, which we allowed 100 years ago, these career politicians, they're not watching out for you or your independence or your liberty. They're watching out for their careers. And like most people in a career, they hate the capitalists, you know, because all they want to do is make a profit. Well, these politicians are making a profit. $500,000 in 1992. In 2018, she's worth $94 million. Oh, most of it's her husband's. Man, I wish he'd talk to my husband. I love my husband. But you don't have to be a genius to figure this out. We are broke in this nation. Our republic is broke. We, the people, have been blindsided by this stuff. We don't pay any attention to what they're doing up there in D.C. I used to brag about that. You know, I'm not a gossip. So if it's happening and somebody's telling me about it, I told them, I said, if it ain't happening in my laundry room, my kitchen, I don't know what's going on. Because my focus was my family. And that's where I put all my energy then. I'm barely in the laundry room these days. I don't have to be. I don't have seven people. That's a lot of jeans. You know, that's a lot of denim. I don't have that anymore. And I've been awakened as a patriot. We all have that moment when we woke up. And I attribute my dad to that. And it was Waco. We're sitting there watching day in and day out as they're forcing these people to give up. To give up what? They'd done nothing. They had no crime against them. They did nothing except they had all these ammos and all these guns. What does Dianne Feinstein have? Is it any wonder they want you to give up your guns? They want to limit your ammo. They want to limit what calibers you can hold and handle. They don't like those AR-15s. You know why? Because they're a lot of fun to shoot. They don't like fun. They're a lot of fun to shoot. And they're efficient to defend. They don't want you able to defend yourselves. So they take away your guns, and they take away your ammo, and they take away your police force now in your local governments. They won't allow them to protect the businesses. Let the peaceful rioters, the peaceful pyromaniacs be. They're just doing what pyromaniacs do. Destroy America. Save communist China. That is Dianne Feinstein, an irredeemable character exposed today. There's so much more in this article, so much more in it, that I can't possibly bring it all to you. You know what? Sometimes I don't even understand it. How do they do this? They go from one thing to the other, and it's, you know, she was appointed by Jerry Brown, who's not a young man, by his father. Just shuffle a deck of cards and throw them down, you got the same characters. Irredeemable. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code Bethann. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to start looking at these characters that are irredeemable. But I wrote this article. I'm in the process of it. Irredeemable and irrelevant. They're irredeemable. And they're irrelevant as far as their duty to this country. But let me explain to you that they are quite dangerous. When you see a senator defending communist China, when 150,000 Americans have been left dead because of the virus they allowed to escape, and then failed to warn the world, and yet they will not stand up for American jobs. They will not stand up for American safety. For the citizens to live in safety here in the United States of America. Somebody last night, it was a black gentleman, he was talking about it's like the old West here. He was in Milwaukee. It's where he grew up. He said it's like the old West. I'm sorry, he was in, not Milwaukee, he was Minneapolis. He was in Minnesota. I could have said anything. Nobody would have known what I was talking about. But he said he's not leaving. He was born and raised there, and he loves it. And he's a pastor. But he says it's like Old West. People are just shooting it up. Gun control isn't going to fix that. You know that, right? It will not fix it. So, you know we got a problem, and we're going to keep exposing these. Rudy's going to have to try and help me remember to do that and help me glean that information down. If you have somebody in particular you want us to look up, I want you to call the office and let us know or send me an email. The office number is 573-796-2166. 573-796-2166. I am not here 24 hours, although it does seem like that, a day. But you can leave a message. My email address is very simple. It's beth@cscTalkRadio.com. Make sure you put in the subject line, irredeemable character exposed. And that's what we will try to do. Pick somebody out that you want us to look up, and if they have it on that spot, we're going to do our best to figure out how we can find the information for you. I'm going to go back to this Thomas Jefferson quote. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying it, of remedying any of the growing evils, but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles, every other correction is either useless or it's a new evil. Now, you think about what we just discovered in the networks of Dianne Feinstein. She is an evil woman connected to communist China. She is obligated to them and not to the people who elect her. Why are they electing her and Pelosi and some of these others that they know will not support them? I'll tell you why. Because they've been fooled in believing that they're doing things for them. These coronavirus stimulus bills that they've been putting out are proof that they're not doing it for anybody but themselves. The Democrats like to, and they do, they like to say something about the Republicans being all about the rich. Dianne Feinstein's worth $94 million now. Well, that was in 2008.
18,
I'm sorry. Thank you. But when she started out in the Senate, she was only worth $500,000. Who caters to the rich? Who's trying to become rich? Who is taking advantage of the capitalism and their positions in government? Well, Dianne Feinstein is the irredeemable character exposed today. Fauci. We got to talk about Fauci. Fauci, Fauci, Fauci. You know, I'm writing a little song about Fauci. I'll get to it, finishing it. You know, I've got so many things in my head spinning around that it's crazy. That's why I can't ever think of anything, because I got stuff other crowding it up. Well, first we weren't supposed to wear the masks. They didn't help us that much. And now we're supposed to wear the masks, and we'll be fine if we do not wear the masks. Well, now he's saying eye protection to block the virus if you have it. If you have goggles, you can wear goggles. Now, I'm going to get me a pair of goggles, and I'm going to wear my mask and my goggles because I want to please Fauci. You know that's not true. I don't even want to wear a mask. But perhaps we will take a picture and we'll wear a mask and goggles. Rudy and I will do that and take selfies or something and put that on Facebook. Slide it out there so you can see it. This goes from one extreme to the other, kind of like climate change. First, it was a hole in the ozone. Then it was global cooling, well, acid rain, global cooling. Then it was global warming. Now it's climate change because it keeps changing. The story keeps changing. All right, eye protection. Of course, then they're after the president. Because he made some remark in passing. He does this. He shouldn't do this. He always gets in trouble. About the possibility of delaying the election. I think he was saying, if they're going to pass this, that they're going to do this mail-in voting, then maybe we should delay it until people feel safe to get out. Now, we've never done that before, as McConnell was saying yesterday. We've never before. We've gone through all these wars. We've gone through this and through that, and we've never delayed elections. Now, the Democrats want to do this mail-in because it's easier for them to perpetrate their frauds. But absentee ballots remain the largest source of potential of voter fraud. A bipartisan 2005 report authored by the Commission on federal election reform chaired by former President Jimmy Carter and former Secretary of State James Baker. They said it's not a good thing. They don't think you should do it. Of course, now that story is changing because the Democrats think it's safer for the people. You know, the same people that are okay with going to the grocery store, they're okay with going out here and going out there. Oh, but we might get sick if we go vote, especially if you vote for the president. We might get sick. Why don't we just mail in two or three votes? This is just crazy, and I'm out of time. The irredeemable character, the irredeemable character exposed today on CSE Talk Radio is Senator Dianne Feinstein. She's anything but fine, but she's a whole lot of Chinese. Stein? That wouldn't be right. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You have a great weekend, and ponder some of these things. And let me know who you'd like to have exposed to bring America home.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jogged 3 laps, I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still tired and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.